USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Fear and worry among women's rights activists after Missouri lawmakers passed a ban on abortions after 8 weeks that does not include exceptions for incest or rape. Governor Mike Parson says he supports it and will sign it.
Because it's a piece of legislation that the legislators voted on. I believe in the pro-life side of the issue, and I'm going to sign the bill.
Activists in states that have passed similar restrictive abortion measures are now fighting back, responding to the nation's most restrictive law on abortion. Activists have taken aim at media companies that use Georgia as a production hub, along with Alabama-based automakers such as Hyundai and Mercedes-Benz. Maryland and Colorado officials told staff not to travel to Alabama to protest its abortion law, which was passed this week. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis plans to fight a federal plan to fly hundreds of immigrants from the Mexican border to South Florida counties. DeSantis said the state's legislature had passed a bill outlawing sanctuary cities, and also,
we're going to work with them to help them, you know, remove criminal aliens. We're not going to be like some of these other states that are not allowing, you know, federal authorities to come into a jail or a courthouse. So we've been very cooperative.
But he said Florida cannot accommodate just dumping unlawful immigrants into the state. President Trump is insisting that reports of arguments with his national security team over the situation in Iran is not true. He pushed back against the report that he privately expressed concerns that his advisors were trying to steer him into a war with Iran.
Mike Pompeo's doing a great job. Bolton's doing a great job. It's bull, okay?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Despite another green jacket, Tiger Woods falls short again. USA's Rick Vincent has the story.
After a sensational master win, Tiger Woods missed the cut of this week's PGA Championship on Long Island. Tiger talked to the media afterward.
I've enjoyed being the Masters champion again, and the PGA was a quick turnaround, and unfortunately, I just didn't play well. I didn't do all the little things I needed to do correctly to post good scores and put myself in position to shoot good scores.
Tiger finished 5 over through his 36 holes. That was way below the cut line for the tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Life in North Korea has gone from bad to even worse. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Millions of North Koreans don't have enough to eat as the isolated communist state is suffering through its worst drought in 37 years. The United Nations says as many as 10 million in the north are in, quote, urgent need of food assistance. They say the people have been surviving on only 10.5 ounces of food a day on average this year. The state media is reporting only 2 inches of rain has fallen during the first 5 months of the year, the smallest amount of rainfall since 1982. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.